She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Recently, I was watching the television show Arthur on PBS Kids with my daughter, and one of our favorite episodes came on, and it was all about lice, and they were putting mayonnaise on their heads and olive oil on their head, and one mom was getting the nits with the comb, and apparently I learned a lot from cartoons, but I have to ask, is that the right way to go? So thank goodness we've got Risa Barish from Fairy Tales Hair Care. She's going to help us learn how to prevent lice naturally and then how to treat it. Hi, Risa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Busy. It's lice season.
Oh, it is lice season. Okay, so what they did on Arthur, they did the mayonnaise and they did the olive oil and they did the just picking them out with a fine-tooth comb. Are they doing the right thing? Did I learn something
well,
from Arthur?
You gotta, it's a little of both. It's a little yes, it's a little no. Products like mayonnaise or olive oil will actually eventually smother a live bug. But what it doesn't do is get rid of the nits, because the nits are the eggs, and they haven't hatched yet. So if they're in their shell, you can't really smother them, right? So you need to find products that actually take care of both things. We're all pretty smart and savvy moms these days, so we're really trying to stay away from the pesticides and, you know, products that have a lot of chemicals in them. So there's a new generation of products out there that actually use enzymes. And enzymes are really cool because enzymes dissolve things. So an enzyme product will break down the body of the live bugs, and then it'll actually help dissolve that glue that those nits stick to the hair shaft with. So with a fine-tooth comb, which was, you know, the smartest thing you can do is invest in a really good nit-picking comb. And between that and an enzyme product, you're really going to be able to get the nits out and the lice out naturally and easily. That makes sense.
All right, so what are some of the common myths that come along with lice?
The biggest one is that lice, you know, they like dirty hair. It is actually the exact opposite. Lice like clean hair. You know, they can actually attach to a clean hair shaft easier than a hair shaft that has natural oils in it or even product on it. So, you know, we tell our moms, don't wash your hair, you know, don't wash the children's hair every day. So that's definitely one of the biggest myths out there. Another one is that lice don't jump and they don't fly. They just crawl. So head-to-head contact is really the most likely way that head lice are spread. Another thing we always, you know, is a myth is that lice, you know, chlorine kills them in the pool, but they don't. They actually go into a suspended state of animation and can survive swimming.
That's incredible. Those are definitely those little buggers are they're strong, aren't they?
They are. They've been around a very long time. They've been actually found some lice in some of the sarcophagus that they found in ancient Egypt when they opened some of the tombs.
Wow. You know, we recently chatted, and one of the things that cracked me up is I said, okay, so when you find out your kid has lice, what do you do first? And you said, okay, moms, pour a glass of wine and just relax.
It really
right?
is. It's the first thing you need to do. because we panic, right? We go into crazy panic mode. So, you know, I try to get everybody just to calm down, take a deep breath, you know, a little Chardonnay never hurt anybody. And then, you know, you want to try to not make your child panic either. You know, no one wants to see mommy freaking out that there's bugs in your hair, right? So we tell our mom, just calm down, drink if you need a little something, and get a good comb. Put your child in front of a movie or, you know, their favorite video game and just, you know, use a natural product, use that comb and spend some time with your child. You know, there's a lot of really awful things out there. Head lice is not one of them. It's a nuisance. That's about it.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because my first reaction would probably be to freak out. Although my daughter, we only wash her hair about once a week and she uses a lot of product. Because her hairs get really wavy, and so it kind of helps with some of the frizz. So I think, luckily, we can hopefully not contend with
but
it.
You should be good. You know, head-to-head contact, you know, it doesn't, you know, if you can, if there's a lice outbreak, definitely see if you can braid her hair, you know, put it up in a braid. You know, there's products out there that actually can help prevent head lice. You know, studies have shown that lice don't like
about
the smell.
That.
I'm sorry?
Oh, tell us about those.
It's fascinating. Well, you know, sort of like mosquitoes, right? Mosquitoes don't like citronella. usually. So lice actually don't like rosemary. They don't like rosemary. They don't like tea tree. They don't like citronella. So, you know, there's a lot of products out there now that use these ingredients in it that actually can help prevent head lice. So, you know, we have, you know, rosemary products and tea tree. It's not a bad idea to use them. It can't hurt. Let's put it that way.
All right. So once a child has it, I think another myth was you should cut their hair, which obviously, I hope people aren't doing that.
I know. I've actually spoken to a few moms who have done it, and it's just, it's so not necessary. A bug lays their eggs about a quarter to one half inch from the top of the head. So unless you're going to shave your child's head, it does absolutely nothing but traumatize the child. So even when you're combing, if you do find, you know, your child does have a case, if you see anything more than, you know, a half inch from the top of their head, it's probably just an empty shell, and you can comb that right out. It will not catch. You know, they're looking for the warmth of the scalp.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So have you had to deal with lice with any of your children, Risa, or any loved ones' children?
Well, I will tell you that my darling nieces, who I will not name publicly, came to Thanksgiving dinner with a case of head lice. It's my twins. They're 12, and they have very long, very thick blonde hair. And Aunt Risa spent 4 hours combing through their hair. And I would like everyone to know that there were 7 children in the house, and I did such a good job that nobody else got it. I was
so that's incredible. Now, did they tell you ahead of time? Because I have to be honest, if someone came over with super long hair and was like, oh, by the way, I have lice, I'd be like, couldn't you have told me that before you came?
Is that wrong of me? But that's a topic for another day of why it wasn't discussed. But we do tell our parents, like, listen, let other parents know. Because otherwise, it's going to make a problem. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Your child got it from somebody else's child. They didn't manifest in your child's head. Just let people know. And that way you can use natural products to help prevent. You can use a product. You know, you can start doing a head check to look for something. So if you do see something, you're not in the, you know, massive throes of an outbreak. You might have, you know, caught one or two nicks. So, yes, let other people know.
That you can see them pretty clearly, right? If you're looking right down at the scalp and on the hair, I mean, what color are they?
They're beige, or they can be, you know, tiny little brown spots. In the tiniest of stages, they can be the small size of a pencil point. So they are hard to look for. So what we tell our moms, we say, especially at back to school, do a weekly head check. So take a metal comb, a knit comb, and check the hot spots. Lice like to lay their eggs in nice warm spots. So they'll usually be behind the ears, the back of the neck, and the part lines. So you know what? Maybe Sunday afternoon, you know, when it's time for a shower, you know, sit your child down and go through those little parts. You got to look at tiny little sections of hair, and they'll be glued, and it will be glued on an angle, again, about a quarter to a half inch from the scalp.
Sounds like it's very doable and that we shouldn't panic. I was about to say it sounds like a lot of work, but I won't say that.
I know.
Like, haven't I been listening?
It's okay. You don't have to go through the whole head. You know, when you're doing a weekly head check, again, you know, just do a little spot check and like in those little hot spots, and that's it. And I always tell my mom, use that as a time to talk to your child. You know, find out what's going on in school. You know, who they're sitting next to, who they like, who they didn't like. You know, and spend 10 minutes. That's really all a head check should take.
Well, Risa, this has been so much fun. Again, Risa Barish is a co-owner and co-founder of Fairy Tales Hair Care. You can learn more by going to www.fairytaleshaircare.com. You can also follow Risa at Fairy Tales Inc. I'm Lisa, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter on @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.